And Lisa, are you still alive here?
I'm still alive, but I did the star. Was that right?
Yes, you are right. I tell you.
Okay, because they're running the vacuum upstairs, and it sounds like a hurricane.
You're ducking for cover, though.
Yeah, I mean, it's really loud, so I'm way down in the basement. I'm on the lower level.
Basement, okay. Well, I want to thank all of you for being on the call. This is our international call that we have about once a month. And we like to be able to hear how other people got started in Shackley, and so we can identify with some of the things that they have done when they got started and some of the things that they're now doing. And one of the things that I have been talking about quite a bit, the purpose of in-home presentations, and I have found that the people who are growing very, very well are the ones who are doing in-home presentations, and I feel it's important to find out just what does it take to get them set up and to make certain that people are glad they came, they're thinking of other people, and they're thinking, hey, maybe I could have one in my home. And so that's very, very important. So in terms of in-homes, a lot of people think, well, I should just go to my friend and ask them if they'll have an in-home, and of course that's perhaps one thing that we can do. But generally there's a process you go through. A lot of times it's sitting down with somebody, finding out their interest, talking to them, and pretty soon they start thinking of other people who should hear about Shackley. And that may be the door opener to asking them if they would like you to come into their home and talk on Shackley, to answer some of the questions. So it's a process. And just because in-homes are important doesn't mean you just go out there and immediately say to somebody, set up an in-home. If people are interested in building a business, talk to them. They say, what is the first thing to do to get started? Well, one of the key things is to have an in-home so you can see how we do it and make certain you feel comfortable with it. In fact, I prefer that people do that before they make a firm decision to build a shack to business, that they have that in-home presentation first. That takes all the pressure off. It's also important to go over with people as to how they invite people. So, an expert, I mean an expert on doing in-home presentations with great success, is the special speaker that we have this evening, so you'll be able to ask some questions of later. And I know people have a great time when they come to the in-homes and everybody there says, hey, we'd like to have one, and it just keeps going and going and going. And recently, downline from this sales leader, a number of new directors have been developed. And so I feel, once again, it's very, very important to hear exactly what they do, so you not only hear the words, but you hear the tone of voice. You hear the expression behind it. You hear how they make it fun. You know, all those things are very important. But to find out how this person got started and a little bit of their background, well, once again, to hear it live is the best way to do it. So we have none other than moving on up to Master Coordinator, the ever excitable, exciting Lisa Smith. Lisa, I'm glad you're on the call, and I'm glad you'll be able to share. I know I've been able to ask you questions about some of the things you're doing in the in-homes and the meetings, and you always have very, very valuable information. So thanks for being on the call. And how did you get started with this, Jacqueline?
Well, thank you, Roland, for that wonderful introduction. I appreciate it. And wow, how did I get started? Well, I actually was introduced to Shackley through my parents, and I was actually still in high school, and it was through my dad. My dad met Shirley Anderson, who is now my upline sales leader, at a farm sale. My dad's a farmer, and he talks to everybody, and Shirley started talking with him about Shackley, and he's like, hey, I think that's something my wife could benefit from. My mom had a lot of health problems, and so that was our family introduction to Shackley. And at that time, I was getting ready to graduate high school. I wanted to be a cosmetologist, go on to beauty school, and I was very interested in doing facials. That was just something I wanted to do, makeovers. And I was looking for something, but not, I was young, you know, like 19, 20 years old, not really, you know, looking for a business. But I knew I wanted to start my own hair business and work for myself. And Shirley gave me a facial. I fell in love with the products, and that was my introduction to the business. And then after I got out of high school and graduated from beauty school, I did hair for a couple years before I did a whole lot with Shaklee, but used the products, loved them. I thought, boy, this is something I could do with my hair business, because I was looking for a good cosmetic line in skincare that, you know, I could use on my clients. So it worked really well. I fell in love with Shaklee, and that's how I got started. And I was probably like in my early 20s. And Jerry still asks, he goes, I was on that appointment with you when you sat down with Shirley, because we were just dating. And my dad and mom were a big encouragement. You know, my dad encouraged me to go to Naveena. That was back when Naveena was doing those big seminars with teaching you how to do makeup and hair. Not hair. Well, she taught us everything, fashion, color, and image. And I was just really impressed and excited, and that's how I got started. It was actually through the skincare. And I was very comfortable with that. I was in my early 20s, so I was really kind of scared to talk about nutrition. I didn't want anybody to ask me any nutrition questions. I was afraid that I wouldn't be able to answer them. But the skincare was easy. I was excited about the skincare. And everyone that sat in my hair or came to get their hair done, I did a facial on them. And that was how I started my business.
What did you say to these people to set up a facial with them? How did that happen?
Well, I think back then, you know, looking back, it was like, I was just excited, you know. I mean, in the beginning, I started with my hair clients because they were in the chair, and I offered everyone that came in a free facial. And then I just started asking my family and friends if they would like to have a facial. If I could practice on them, I was really excited about these products. And would they do me a favor and would they try it out? And back then, when I first got in the business, I didn't do like events, like parties. I did a lot of one-on-ones. That's how I built my whole business, was just sitting down with people one-on-one, sharing the skincare and the makeup, and then it would lead into the nutrition or it would lead into the cleaning products. And today, that's what we're doing in our group. We're doing a lot of skin cares. We're doing a lot of in-home presentations. But I was really thinking today, you know, really looking back, thinking, I know people are going to ask, and we're doing more skin care events in our group right now than we are doing wellness. And it's just a great door opener. Everyone's more comfortable. You know, women want to set these up because they're fun. And they'll be more apt to set up a skincare, inviting three or four of their friends over, than if we said, well, you know, would you like to have some friends over and talk about wellness? But if you say, would you like to have some friends over and we'll pamper you, they're like, oh, sure, that sounds like fun.
What is the average number that you would have at a skincare?
Around between four and five.
Okay.
I've had some where, you know, we might get six or seven. But five is a really good number, and we do offer a coupon for a $100 gift certificate at retail price for them to have themselves and four other ladies, which would be a total of five. That's just like a little minimum we put on it to get the $100 shopping spree, and they want to set them up. And a lot of times, what you mentioned, Roland, is you sit down with people first, and like if I do a one-on-one skincare, then the ladies are like, I want my friends to try this. I want to earn some free things. I want to do one of these. And that's basically how we're setting them up. And then just getting someone to book off of someone else, you know, offering the coupons, the incentives help. But I think the big key thing is the person who's hosting the event is excited about Shaklee. They already love the products. And they're already using the products. And that's where the big success comes from, like you said, rather than just asking someone to set one up.
Mm-hmm. And how long generally are your skin cures time?
From start to finish, I would say maybe hour and 15 minutes. I mean, no longer than an hour and a half. It depends on how many ladies we have. And I've really been trying to, you know, shorten that and just keep it short, brief. You know, we show the handwriting skills, when the mask is drying, talk about the box and the can, you know, the importance of nutrients for the skin, and, you know, just show some before and after pictures and just get them trying the products. We do mask on half the face so they can see results and just have a lot of fun with it. I mean, the other night I had 5 ladies here, and this is something I started doing, Roland, because I have the meeting room in my basement, and a lot of these ladies are like, oh, I just really don't want to clean my house, or I don't want to have anybody come over. And I'll say, well, you can do it here. And I had 3 gals say that they wanted to bring their friends and do one here because I offered my house, my downstairs.
Okay.
This, you know, because a lot of them geographically live around here, and a couple of them, you know, one's a school teacher, and she still lives at home with their parents. She's like, oh, my mom won't want me to have a bunch of girls over, so we did it here.
Okay. Very good.
Yeah. So just been a lot of fun, and we use the in-home presentations and the skin cares for building depth and building directors. I mean, Tammy's group is a perfect example. I know when she was building with Melissa and Amy, it was more of the wellness and the get clean and the nutrition, but they're all starting to do skin cares now, too.
So there are a few sales leaders that were developed in that group, and relatively short period of time. And I asked you the question about the average number of in-homes, and you said one was having about 1 a week and the other one was having about 2 a week. Now, does that include skin cares, or is that separate from skin cares?
I would think that with when Tammy was working in Melissa and Amy's line, it was more of the wellness events with the Get Clean. And then they would always talk about nutrition, but then skin cares were done in the follow-up, either through, you know, booking another event with the ladies to have a skin care or a one-on-one follow-up. We do a lot of new member appointments in our group where we immediately schedule a skin care after a wellness event and try to sit down with those ladies, give them a free facial. We give everyone in our group a free facial. And I realize you can't, pardon me?
Every new member?
Every new member. And I know there's some members you're not going to get to all of them, especially if you're growing fast. And I still got some, I'm going to make a list this week of some that I have not had a chance to sit down with because of school getting out. And they're saying, well, I want to get together with you after school gets out. Well, we've been out of school a week now, about a week and a half. But yeah, we make that a goal for that. It's that follow-up appointment and that follow-up skin care that can lead into another event getting booked.
Go ahead. So going back to when you got started, once you started really talking to a number of people and saying, hey, maybe I can do this, how long did it take you to get to a certain point where you had some decent volume?
When we first got started?
Yeah, when you got started.
Well, we broke out in January, and by March, we were at almost 10,000 PV, and we broke out a director that month.
Wow.
In January, February, March, and then by the time we went to the convention in the fall, we were coordinators, and back then you had to have 3 first levels. And we had 3 first levels and went to San Francisco as new coordinators that year.
Wow.
And I did a lot of it with skin cares. I mean, that's, and sitting down and doing one-on-one appointments, and we didn't have the internet and email and all the great things we have now. It was just building those relationships and sitting down with people and telling the whole Shackley story and doing the facials and doing the follow-up. I mean, just a consistent, I was always told to do 3 appointments a week. If you would sit down with 3 new people a week, and do a facial, because that was my hot button. That's what I did. I made sure I did 3 of those a week. And from that is where all the other business came from. And we have always done high volume. We've never done below 7,000, maybe a few times.
And what do you do at a skincare to try to set up another in-home event where you're going to be talking about all the products?
Well, I really think that when you show the handwriting skills and you talk about the importance of nutrition and with healthy nutrition for the skin And I talk about the Vitalizer. I use that box in a can sheet with the box of Vitalizer in the can. And then we talk about that when the mask is on and the importance of getting the toxins out of your home. I use that dirty half dozen sheet that Martha Wilmore gave to us, talking about the different chemicals and toxins in skincare and makeup. And then I also been showing that little shopper's Bible, that little one sheet that shows what's in personal care products and what's in deodorant and toothpaste and different things you might be using on the market. And that really gets people thinking, wow, so-and-so needs to hear about this, or, so-and-so. I did a one-on-one yesterday with a new member. She drove 30 miles to come to my house to get a facial.
Wow.
And she was here for 2.5 hours, but she wanted to come spend the time with me. Her father's got Alzheimer's, so she needed to get away from him. And by the time she left, she told me about her grandson being ADD. Two ladies that she works with have cancer, and both breast cancer. And she says, I think this would be great for the ladies at work to get together and hear about these products. But it was when I showed that little sheet with the shopper's Bible of the toxins that are in personal care items and chemicals and different things and cleaning products. She's like, I work with two women that have breast cancer. She goes, they need to hear about this.
Wow.
So before she left, and I offered the $100 shopping spree.
What's that?
And they get $100 at retail if they have five or more ladies come. And she wanted, this was funny, Roland. I don't think she cared about the free product. She just wanted her daughter-in-law to hear about it. Tell me her daughter-in-law is very health conscious. Her grandson's got ADD. He's on medication. Her brother's got Lou Gehrig's disease. Her father's got Alzheimer's. She just really opened up about everyone.
Wow.
And do you know that she bought everything I put on her face? As Amy Prater would call it, she bought two full meal deals. She bought the deluxe skincare. She bought the deluxe makeup. She loved the brush set. Her order was a little under $400. And I have inventory here.
Uh-huh.
And I encourage everyone to carry inventory. And I had just received an order that morning I had been waiting on because I was out of a lot of products. And she was able to go home with probably half the products. But I didn't have a full, complete skincare collection of the oily skin, the purifying, and she wanted that one.
Okay.
So I drop-shipped it to her house.
Uh-huh.
And then I did four ladies the other night, and two of them are thinking about an event in their home with some of their friends. So, it's just, they're fun. I love doing them. The ladies love trying the skincare and the makeup, and it's simple. And I can give you an example. Michelle Hughes is a new director under Amy and Jeff Bader. Now, she was in Pampered Chef for 8 years, and she didn't want anything to do with the skincare. She was not comfortable. She did everything with Get Clean and Nutrition. I said, Michelle, how many members do you have? And she says, I've got 60 or 70. This is that right after she broke out. And I said, how many of them have had a facial? And she said, maybe just a handful. And I said, what do you think would happen to your volume in your business if you gave every single one of those members a facial? So she just started calling her members and offering them a free complimentary facial. And she got comfortable. And she started out one-on-one. I said, just sit them at your kitchen table. Bring your skincare. Don't make a big fuss. Because she thought she had to have the table all foo-foo-y and pretty, and she didn't have all the products to demonstrate. I said, don't worry about that. And she started doing that. And last month, she did, we call them info nights in our group. We invite our members to come for a meeting once a month. He focused on skincare. And I said, well, would you like me to come down and just do one for you and show you how I do them? She's like, yeah, that'd be great, because she lives like 2 hours south of me. We sold $1,000 to four women that night. Four women. One gal bought over $400.
Oh, my gosh.
And she was brand new. She'd never been to an event before. Her sister brought her. I think she sold big collections. I don't know if Michelle's on the phone. I told her about the call tonight. I said, you know, I mean, her went from 2,500 to 4,000 in May. And she says they're fun. I'm excited. And her new gal is an ex-home interiors representative. She did home interiors for 4 or 5 years, several events a week, and she's having gals set up skincares because Joni said this is simple, easy, and fun. And Joni was sitting there that night, and she normally can't wear makeup. She said, I'll immediately break out if there's a problem with my skin, immediately. And by the time the evening was over, she goes, I can't believe I can wear these products. And I just kind of said, Joni, can I use you as a model? Because her cheeks were all red, because she has redness in her cheeks. I put the concealer and the foundation on, just one half of her face, because we don't do a lot with the makeup. We try to keep it simple, maybe like concealer, foundation, maybe some blush. That I encourage everyone, you don't have to be a bitch. You don't have to go into eyeshadows. But that right there, the ladies went, wow, you can't even see the redness in her face.
Did she have rosacea?
She's got rosacea, and she normally breaks out from everything she has tried, and she can wear our products. And she is now building the business under Michelle and setting up skincares. So, and I know everyone in the group is doing skincares, setting up in-home presentations. I really think, Roland, it's because people see how fun they are, and they hear that information, and they think of all the people that could benefit their family, and they want to set one up.
So what do you do or say to make it fun? Because I know they have a good time. But anybody, of course,
well,
has a good time being with you. But what do you do?
I think what it is, Roland, is that if you're excited about what you're doing and people see your passion, I don't know if there's any real golden nugget. It's just at the end, I just offer that. I say, would any of you like to earn a $100 shopping spree? And I think I got that from Tammy. One of the girls in Tammy's group started calling it a $100 shopping spree. And they're like, well, yeah, you know, what do I have to do? And I say, well, can you think of 4 or 5 other ladies that would like to get pampered like you did here this evening? Or 4 or 5 of your friends? All you have to do is invite them over, and I will come and do what I did here this evening, and we'll have lots of fun. And they can try the products, and you can earn some free products. And that's really what I ask and what I say. And I say, you know, would you like to do this? You know, it would be fun, and you can invite your friends over, and you can earn some free products. And they've got an instant business going underneath them. When they get 5 or 6 people at an event, and they sponsor in, and they get their volume up, and their volume goes up fast with skincare, and all that brought to Michelle, she's going to get a nice little bonus from all that for her first month.
So what do you say to somebody, or how do you compliment people if they say, boy, this really feels good, or what do you do in that situation? What is your response? They say, boy, this really feels good on my face. What is your response?
Well, I try to get them to, I try to ask more questions, you know, how does your skin feel? Do you notice any changes? Because we'll have them look in the mirror and they take their mask off. And we don't really have to say a whole lot because they'll start saying, what do you notice? Do you see any changes? Do you notice any changes? And right away they're like, oh, my skin feels softer. Or, oh, it looks smoother. Oh, it looks like I've got a face lopsided on the other side. And they all start looking at each other and seeing the changes in their skin. It's like they, how do I want to say it? It's like they sell it to each other without me having to say a whole lot. Do you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And they notice the difference, especially when you do the mask on one half of the face. And then if you go to the firming serum and they put that on the same side, I mean, they notice huge difference. And just the fact that they're like, wow, this feels so soft and my skin doesn't feel heavy. Because someone might say, well, I don't wear foundation. And I'll say, well, would you do me a favor? Would you be willing to at least try this and just see how it feels? Let me know if if it feels heavy after we put this on. And then I just have them put it on that half of their face, and they're just amazed at how the products don't feel heavy on their skin.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll just start looking at each other and, you know, seeing the changes and the results.
And do you campaign on the skincare when you do an in-home? When you do a regular event, when you talk about the other products?
Well, I have been lately. I wasn't really doing that until, like, maybe when I was talking to them more individually. But I remember you talking about that. I don't know if it was on the last call or at the leadership meeting in Indiana. You were talking about, I think, is it Merlina?
Marcia Bioffus.
Marcia Bioffus, how she sets up the skincare that night.
Uh-huh.
And I started seeing that, asking them if any ladies would like to get together and for a pamper night and a facial. And they're like, yeah, you know. So I've been asking now. I really have been at the end. If anybody would like, they'd like to all get together and do that. And if I don't get it set up that night, sometimes they'll say, well, I don't have my calendar with me, and I always get permission. Would it be okay if I called you in a couple days? Is Wednesday or Thursday better for you? And then I write that on their door price card. Because I get the permission to call them to set it up.
Okay.
If they don't do it right then and there. Because that is so key. Because they could leave, and that's, you'll never hear from them again.
Mm-hmm.
So, and Michelle and I were talking about that the other day. When she did Pampered Chef, she said, I was so focused and so persistent with my follow-up. She goes, I had a file box. I had an index card. They were going to be expecting my call, and, you know, she said, even if they weren't expecting, I called them, you know, to follow them, because they had to do that to get a sale,
mm-hmm.
because it was like a one-time item.
Sure.
And I think in Shackley, it's real easy for people to fall on the wayside when you meet five or six people, and say they don't order anything that night. But you want to get permission to follow up with them, or I leave them with a CD, or they go home with a DVD, or they will go home with a basic age sample. Some reason for me to get permission to follow up with them in a couple days.
Mm-hmm. Very good. If anyone has any questions, you can *6 your phone, and you'll be able to ask Lisa some questions. How long does your in-home presentation generally last?
I have really been timing myself on those. I like them to last 1 hour from start to finish, and then about another 15 minutes or so where I call starting to close, you know, where you give out the door price cards and you go through the door price cards. So hour and 15 minutes. The last one that I did, the talking time for product and showing the handwriting, was all 1 hour.
How do you start them?
Basically, I just start them by, I go around the room and I want to find out about the people that are there, even though I do that ahead of time. I'll just have everybody introduce themselves and maybe, you know, share why they came this evening. Maybe tell me a little bit about them and their family. And it kind of is an icebreaker. Or maybe how they know Jennifer, if she's the gal that had everybody over, and just kind of get them talking about themselves, and want to give a little bit of history of the company, talk about Dr. Shackley for a few minutes and the Shackley difference, and then I usually go right into the cleaning products. Sometimes I'll start with nutrition. It just depends. You know, I think it kind of depends on my crowd. Sometimes I'll have a lady say, well, we just want to hear about Get Clean. These ladies just want to hear about your cleaners. Because I've had that a few times. And I say, okay. And I say, well, you know, can I make a suggestion? You know, would it be okay if I shared a few minutes about nutrition, because that ties in with the cleaning products. And then I tell them a little bit about what I'm going to talk about and the importance of health and, you know, toxins and, you know, prevention and, you know, building your health. And they're like, oh, okay, that's fine. And I talk a little bit about the landmark study now, you know, the Shackley difference.
Okay.
I show that because that's real impressive to people. And kind of a balance, I don't know, I maybe spend 20 minutes on cleaners, 20 minutes on nutrition, but I do get the skincare in there. I show the before and after pictures of the Amphucell.
Uh-huh.
I show a lot of pictures, tell a lot of stories, you know, show the cinch before and afters. I show Chris's picture, and they say she's one of my coordinators. You know, she's lost 42 pounds. You know, I tease Chris. I said, I made a lot of money off your pictures. You know, and tell stories. You know, you taught us that. You know, share testimonies, tell stories.
Uh-huh.
That's how I do the business at the end, you know. I say, you know, you might not be interested, and I'd like to take a few minutes and just share with you how some of the people in my group are earning an income and staying home with their families. I really don't put the focus on me and what Jerry and I earn.
Sure.
But I might show two or three pictures of, you know, Amy Falkenstein is an occupational therapist, and she was the result of one of the handwriting skills that I showed of a little girl that could not write her name.
Mm-hmm.
And Tammy introduced her mother to Shackley, and now this little gal is writing her name. And I show her picture, and that's so powerful. Because I had four special ed teachers the other night at the event that I did. And, you know, they work with children with ADD and learning disabilities. And they were just really, you know, eating up those handwriting skills and samples. And then I say, you know, Amy's making an income part-time in Shackley by sharing these products with everyone that she comes in contact with because of what they've done for her daughter, who is autistic, and her family. And I just do it real light and breezy, you know, not, I don't stand up there and talk about the business for 30 minutes. It might be 5 minutes, but I at least get that in at the end, but I do it with telling stories and showing pictures.
Okay. Very good. Great stuff. Does anyone have any questions for Lisa? You know, here's someone who has built a business quickly, has a very strong business, a number of sales leaders, continues to do high volume. Generally, you're well over 10,000 every month. And, you know, seeing great success. And there's just sometimes some little subtle things that a person does that make them successful. But I know you have the great ability to make certain that people feel comfortable. Probably when you go in and do an in-home presentation, you meet everybody and talk to them and ask them questions. Is that not true?
Yes. When they come in, I shake their hand, introduce myself, you know, thank them for coming, you know, try to really get the name thing down where you remember their name. And, yeah, get there early. And I, whoever is having the event, I really do the prep work. I have them tell me who's coming, tell me about their family, their friends, are there any health concerns, health issues, are they working mothers, are they stay-at-home moms. You know, I really gather that information up because that's like the prep work for you so you know what you're going into and who you're going to be talking to.
Uh-huh.
And so you also know what materials to have with you, because someone there might have diabetes. So I'll bring a diabetes CD. And, you know, finding out about the guests so I can incorporate some information in my presentation geared toward what their interests of their family and friends are, and really coach them on how to invite people. That is so key, is really coach the person who's having the event, or if you want to say the hostess, on, you know, how is she going to get her family and friends to come to this event? People are busy. people are counting the gas that they spend now to go out at night, and how are they going to get them there so they know that it's important for them? What's in it for them? I remember Sherry Attila, years ago, I had talked to her about the importance of inviting people and becoming an invitational specialist and really working with people on how to invite, because that's crucial. So they don't think they're just coming into, say, a home interiors party, or I'll use Pampered Chef as an example, and Tastefully Simple. I mean, I love their products.
Uh-huh.
But people come, they're expected to buy. And people will be reluctant to come if they're expected to buy that night. And I've had some events where there's not been high sales, and we do get sales, and we don't focus on that. We focus on the people and what we can find out about their family and friends and where that next in-home is going to be set up. That's what we focus on. We always talk about that little golden nugget. There might be one person sitting there that's going to be the golden nugget for you to set up another event. That's your focus.
Very good. Any questions?
Lisa, this is Anita. Do you have any of those pictures on email that you could send out just to share?
Yes, I have practically all of them on email. I don't know which one specifically. I use a lot of the same ones that Roland uses.
Yeah, I use all of those, but I like the one with the autism.
Okay, the newest one that I have with Delaney and the little gal, she's got a severe cleft palate and a form of, I think it's a mildly retardation. I don't have the actual story written up from her mom. We've been having trouble getting with her, but I have the pictures. And then I have another handwriting sample that I just sent to Marion. I don't know if she sent it to you, Roland, but one of my gals has a daycare in her home, and Samuel was writing dyslexic, and she linked it to every time she sprayed Lysol, and then she would mop the floors with Pine Sol, and then she switched to the Shackley cleaners and had him write his numbers, and they are almost perfect.
Wow.
Yeah, it's amazing. I have that one on email, and then that's the newest one in our group. And then she had him do it again just for, another test. She sprayed Lysol and Pine Sol, and his handwriting was sloppy again.
Oh, my gosh.
You see, that's really, if you can say that it's a friend who, has this happen in her group in Indiana, it seems more real to people, I think.
Yeah, and Laura has referred me to so many people, and she's not committed to doing the business yet. But she's had two events. She's had a skincare and a wellness. And I think we've got 10 members under her in the last 3 weeks. And she's showing everyone those handwriting samples. The mother didn't even believe her at first. She's like, this is your son's handwriting. And the grandpa, she showed it to the grandpa. He believes it now. And the mother's starting to believe it. And she came over the other night for a facial, the mother. And Samuel, and it's amazing. I mean, I have that email. I can send it to Roland, and then he can send it to all of you.
That'd be good.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Other questions for Lisa? So somebody's getting started in Shackley, and they say they want to build. And, of course, 80% of the businesses are started by women, so good chances are a woman's going to be involved here. If she likes skincare, what would you say to do?
You're asking me, Roland?
Yes.
Well, first of all, I would have her set one up at her home, like you said, so she can see how we do Shackley to see if she's comfortable. And then, depending on how fast they want to build, because if they're wanting to get to director, say, in 2 to 3 months, it's an average of 2 events a week, because that's exactly what happened in our downline, is they were doing at least 2 events a week. And in the 8 weeks, there was a director, and then 2 months later, there was a second level. So I think depending on how fast they want to grow, But I would definitely recommend they set up the skincare events and at least two a week with five women at each one.
Okay. Now, do you do all five women?
They ask themselves. We'll go through the skincare steps. And then as far as makeup, I just kind of leave that very at the end. I'll say, you know, when we're all finished here, I mean, basically they've already seen the price sheet with the skincare collections. And then I'll let them play with the makeup.
Uh-huh.
Or I might just do, like, some foundation and concealer like I did with the gals at Michelle's. So they can make a difference because I knew right away, if I do this on Joni, these women are going to be sold. Because I knew that that concealer and foundation was going to cover up her rosacea, and it did.
Wow.
And a lot of times I won't really do, like, a model or anything. But I know some ladies have done that in the past. They've maybe had the hostess be like a model,
mm-hmm.
and then everyone else follows along. I just think the simpler we keep it rolling and the less makeup that we do, the better. Because you want their focus to be on the skincare. But I still do let them play in the makeup. I mean, they're, because sometimes they'll say, oh, I don't want to try any eyeshadows. I'm going to go to bed in an hour, or I'll at least get them to try the basic makeup. Just so they can feel those products in their skin.
That's right.
And once they feel them, they fall in love with them, because I know I did 20 years ago. I was a Merle Norman fan. You couldn't get Merle Norman away from me, and when I had a Shaklee facial, I was sold.
Wow.
And that was the white jars with the blue lids. Is that Marion?
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't that new, Marion, but it was, still remember, Rowan, it was conditioning cleanser.
Oh, yes.
Wasn't it alcohol-free refreshener? And then it was light moisturizer and clay mask.
Right, right.
And everyone had those four products put on their face.
Yes.
And I don't care who they were. I mean, they'd sit in my beauty chair and they'd get a facial. Because it was fun and it was exciting. And I did a thing for my son's prom. I was on the prom committee. And I did a bunch of, I offered some free facials for the girls that were going to prom. I learned a couple things from that, though. I really didn't push their mothers coming with them. And that's key, because if you're going to set up things with young girls, you want to get the mother there. But the neat thing that came out of it was, we were setting up for prom the day before, and one of the mothers goes, what is your business? What do you do? Because we were talking about, I was one of the sponsors for prom. And this is the whole neat thing that came out of it, is my girlfriend was standing there, and I said, well, Shaklee. And she, oh, I've heard of Shaklee. My sister loves that. And my girlfriend told her about the facials. And she goes, how do I set up one of those facial things there? She goes, I want to earn $100. My girlfriend, Lisa, was telling her about it. And she came over, and she got one of my friends I went to high school with who was on prom committee. She bought the whole collection of NutriWhite yesterday. Because I let her take it home and use it. I said, Cheryl, will you be my guinea pig? I don't know a whole lot about NutriWhite, but she's got brown blotches all over her face. Real uneven skin tone. And she's had the products for 2 weeks, and she emailed me and says, I want to buy the whole thing. How much is it? I mean, I don't recommend everybody going out buying a kit and giving them out.
Yeah. Right.
But Cheryl was, but that's what came out of the prom. And then Sandy bought a whole bunch of products, and she sat down with me for her new member appointment. And when I show them the business, Rowan, I say, do any of these areas interest you, Sandy? Or I say, that might not be of interest to you, but, you know, do any of these interest you? And they always point down to the bottom where it says director,
mm-hmm.
the $1,000 a month,
mm-hmm.
or $2,000. She goes, I want to start slowly, so I love these products, but I can see myself down there. She goes, I could eventually see myself getting into this. And when, before she left, I mean, we just clicked, we hit it off, she's a lot of fun, but if we weren't setting up that sponsor wall, and they didn't put my name on there, somebody says, oh, your name's not on here for Shaklee, and she goes, what? What's that? What do you do? So that's what came out of the prom. So you just never know.
You never know, that's right, that's great.
if you put your out there and you, I always tell my group, you plant your little seeds, your garden will grow. Mm-hmm. It might not happen tomorrow, but things have come back to us over and over and over again. And I think if we're focusing on the big picture and not just what's going to happen today, what's going to be in the future.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that that's what Jerry and I were looking at in the early 90s, is that I wanted this business for my future. I did not want to keep doing hair. I wanted a lifestyle for my family and I. And my son's going to be a senior, and I started when he was 2.
Mm-hmm.
And I've raised my 3 kids staying home and doing Shackley. And, you know, Friday we took a day off. It was play day. Last week we went to the Cubs game in Chicago. That's the neat thing about this business is you can pick and choose when you want to work. And, you know, my cousin was here for a wedding for 4 days. He left with a membership, Vitalizer. He called me and bought the cinch. He's asking me about the business. He hates his job. He's stressed out. He's on high blood pressure medicine. He's 37.
Wow.
And I said, see, John, I got to take a day off and be with you today because I own my own business. And he goes, yeah. He goes, man, he goes, you think I could get into this? I just think Shackley's in the right place at the right time, Roland. I just think that I've never seen such excitement and growth. And, I mean, 10,000 PV in the month of May? I didn't even try to do 10,000. We had directors in our group doing 4,000 and 5,000 in the month of May. And usually May's a slower month because school's getting out, summer's coming, and I think 4 of our directors did over 4,000.
Wow.
So that's exciting because they're all of their PVs starting to grow.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's really neat about it. So I don't know. You know me. I'm always excited, so I don't know what else to say. I mean, I just think if you make your business fun and people want to join you. And Sandy made that comment to me. She goes, gosh, you're fun to be around. She goes, you and I could have so much fun. And she's fun to be around, this Sandy, and she's a registered nurse. And she sat at her member appointment. She told me everything about her family. And, you know, like you said, it's that building that relationship. And the new member appointments might get a little overwhelming to think if you're doing a lot of events and how am I going to fit this in. And I tell everyone in my group, you start with one person at a time. And you make that list, and you make a point to sit down with them. It's going to pay off.
Sure.
Because that's usually where you get your next in-home book.
Sure. Well, Lisa, this has been fantastic. You know,
mm-hmm.
One of the things that you said was make certain that people have fun.
Mm-hmm.
And you definitely make certain people have fun with you, they enjoy talking with you, it sets up a rapport, they open up the door and start telling you about everybody and their family, and probably more than you want to know sometimes.
Yeah, I know.
But, you know, that, what's so very, very nice to hear as you're talking about this is that, you know, you've been in Shackley for a few years, but yet you don't go out there and put on any phony presentation, you just have a good time, and you get a tremendous enjoyment out of helping other people, and it really comes across. That's the reason why you're so successful.
Well, and I just have to say, all the directors in our group and leaders and coordinators, I think that's the main thing, is they're all being leaders of their own businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all doing a fantastic job, every single one of them. And what's neat is to see all of them grow and get the confidence and be strong leaders, and they're leading their people, you know, because I can't be everywhere.
That's right.
And, you know, I think back when I first got started, you know, I thought I had to be everywhere. And that's the beauty of this business is that, you know, you can teach other people to do what you do and teach them to be leaders.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's really exciting. I mean, Tammy's worked really hard in that group in Michigan. Those girls are working hard. I mean, I've been up there a few times. Chris and I have went up there, and did some meetings, and I'm going to help Melissa with one in a couple weeks. She's, like, doing her own little grand opening, like Pat and Shallon did with Shallon, and going to invite all her members over and do facials. Because she's got handfuls of gals that haven't had facials.
Is that great?
And I think there's something wrong about getting them into your home in front of your products and seeing how you do business.
Uh-huh.
And people think, wow, you know, this really is a business. You know,
well,
that they're...
I can do that too.
Yeah, and they see that carrying tons of inventory, but I have... you know, a few thousand dollars, but I have a larger base.
Mm-hmm.
But with all these back orders we're getting, it sure pays to have shampoo and deodorant on the shelf.
That's right. That's right. Well, this is great. So once again, thank you, Lisa. I really, really appreciate this.
Oh.
And for people who want to listen to the call, or if you have people who have not been able to be on the call this evening, I'll give you the phone number for the playback of this call, which is 712-432-1698. That's 712-432-1698. There'll be an access code, which is 1074781, followed by the pound, which happens to be the same access code because the phone number is different. So, once again, thank all of you for being on, and thank you, Lisa, for...
Well, thank you. It was fun. I hope this helped, and I'm anxious to learn from everyone else, too.
Sure
Roland?
Do. Yes.
Hi, this is Marion.
Hi.
Hey, could I make one comment?
Please.
Something that Lisa said, you know, as far as her new member appointments, that what I heard her say was that she's letting them talk to her. She's not doing anything canned or anything like that. But they're talking to her and giving her all the information.
Yeah.
Very good point.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes some time. You know, like Mardell was here 2 hours, but that poor lady said, I can't wait to come over and get pampered. I need to get out of the house. Because she's been taking care of her father with Alzheimer's. And, you know, it was a Saturday morning, and sometimes it's hard to give up a Saturday morning for a couple hours. But... you know, I did it, and my kids were off doing their own little things, and that's the thing. You just work it around your schedule and your family.
Right. Okay, thank you again.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Bye-bye.